Good morning on this Labor Day with us, our political observer, Dr. Alan Chartok. Good morning, Alan.
Good morning and a happy Labor Day to all those people, you know, who work so hard and keep this whole country running. They are underappreciated, we know that, and things are not that great in that there's this huge distribution inequality between the people who make the most and the people who really earn their livings by working so hard. We know that in the United States, the union movement has been struggling to stay up, that people are not in love with unions, even though unions produce things like weekdays and national holidays like the one we're celebrating right now. And the American labor unions are struggling to find their way back. And in my opinion, they'll find their way back because, obviously, when things get bad enough, that's when you need unions.
And going off of that today, this Labor Day, President Obama is in Boston celebrating the holiday with some of the area's leaders there, Alan.
That's right. And one of the interesting people in attendance is a Republican governor, Charlie Baker, who has always known that in order to win in blue state Massachusetts, where I live, you have to really be what we could only call a Republican or maybe a Democratic Republican. He knows that people appreciate Republicans in the state of Massachusetts as an alternative to the same old, which the Democrats sometimes offer them. So it is not surprising to see him sitting up at a meeting with the Democratic president of the United States, who is an anathema to so many Republicans in this country, and celebrating Labor Day. That makes perfect sense to me.
Meanwhile, Alan, over in Europe, the Pope has called on Europe's parishes to open up the doors for thousands of migrants that are streaming into the area. And meanwhile, Germany has announced a $6 billion to help those migrants.
Jim, let me tell you, this idea of Angela Merkel doing this work is so important to me. Personally, I'm such a fan of hers. Look, we all know what Germany went through. We know what hangs over its head in terms of its racism, in terms of its history. And let's just call it like it is. And along comes Angela Merkel, who was, in fact, raised in East Berlin, or in East Germany anyway, and who has stood up steadfast against the kind of public opinion filled with jingoism and xenophobia and said, it will not pass. This is not who we are. And when she does that, she wins the hearts of many people around the world. Look, every politician has their foibles, but in fact, she's done so well. And it is it's a real tribute to her that this is happening.
And finally, Alan, a little bit of fun on this Labor Day. The Berkshire Ramblers concert was this weekend. How did it go?
Yeah, it was great. Full house, sold out. It was, of course, it's filled. The Berkshire Ramblers are really another way of saying WAMCers and their friends. And, of course, we don't ever charge money for what we do. But it was very good. You know, after all of these years, the band sounds pretty good. Now, and it has such good players, and it has such fun. But we sing songs. We honor Pete and Pete Seeger for everything that he did for us, which was a great deal. People seemed delighted with the performance. Somebody came up to me in the street yesterday. We were at the ice cream place in Great Barrington, and said, "Can I have your autograph?" Of course, he had a twinkle in his eye, but it was great fun.
Our political observer and our Berkshire Rambler, Dr. Alan Chartok.
Thank you, Jim. See you soon.